Coast Water Board members, we can do 26. Dr. Press.
Well, I just wanted to mention that my colleagues and I at UC Santa Cruz received a grant from the UC Center for Water Resources down at Riverside. This is a two-year grant to study the use of supplemental environmental projects by the 9 regional boards. So some of what the some of the data that we've received from our board in this packet are the kinds of data that we're going to want to get from all of the regional boards. And Gary, you should know that this will be a chance for my group to reflect back to the state board a consistency issue. Who's using SEPs? Who's not using them? How are they? What are they used for? Who suggests them? Who proposes them? And I would hope that that I'll get lots of good cooperation from the state and the regional boards, and then I can come back to the state board and present those findings.
As we were talking briefly before the meeting, but I should let all the other board members know, Reed Sato, S-A-T-O, our chief of the Office of Enforcement, has been looking into this issue. He found it peculiar as a litigator associated with the Attorney General's office to come into the water board system and discover that SEPs were used as often as they were. In his experience, you know, the money all goes to a fund someplace and there aren't any SEPs. So he's initiated sort of his own in-house review of how the regions vary and so forth. And he's doing that in the context of reviewing our 2001 water quality enforcement policy, which includes lots of items, not just SEPs. So he is looking into that, and you and he should speak.
We know Reed well.
Pardon me?
We know Reed.
Oh, you
well.
Know Reed well. Okay, so he's aware of your project?
No, we know him because of other.
Oh, because of Los Osos,
yeah.
Of course.
Yes,
all right. Well,
yes.
But you should speak to Reed about this project.
Absolutely.
You may not be aware he's working on it, and I don't think he's aware you're working on it.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, great.
All right.
Super. Thanks.
Okay. Any other board reporting? Dr. Hunter.
Yes. I would like to share with you all my what I learned by attending the food safety and water quality workshop that the UC Extension locally organized. And I want to thank Mary Bianchi and her staff for the effort that they put together in bringing a very wide-ranging group, some folks who clearly needed to know each other better. And what I think the best thing I can say about it is that the discussions, the framework for the workshop were very productive discussions that allowed a lot of free-ranging exchange and kind of aha moments about how things work on different sides of the issue. Some of the ideas that came up were particularly, I think, helpful in going out to some of the locales locally in our area to see some farm operations underway and to discuss directly with farmers kinds of problems that are occurring post-spinach outbreak with E. coli. And so, and I guess the recent development of the marketing agreement in which the buying segment of the industry has implemented some major mandates on their end that, you know, will have already influenced the way farmers are approaching their market. So apparently some of those changes are actually reversing some of the BMPs that have been put into place over the last several years through our efforts and funded in some ways by our own grant programs. I would just suggest that probably some of the more interesting things to me, I chose to go on the tour to look at sediment ponds and the issues that are related to standing water, recycling water, reuse of water, proximity to riparian areas, and so forth. And I think one of the more interesting research priorities that was identified by this group was a question about the possibility for how our best management practices could actually be creating sinks or reservoirs for pathogens to act as incubators for pathogens. Questions that were brought up by folks on the water quality side were things that maybe research is going on now, but certainly more is needed, and that concerns survival factors that may be developing as a result of conservation practices, and that would be looking at soils, water, vegetation, and how those, as in environmental sense, how those may be interacting in terms of looking at the pathogen survival factors. So, you know, I think everybody walked away from that agreeing that those are areas where some work has occurred, more definitely is needed. My own reaction to the farm, actual, you know, on-farm visit, we went to the Akeda farm, and we were, you know, really impressed with the effort that this particular operation had underway in terms of preparing to recycle, implement a whole different method for recycling water, reuse of water, to dampen down areas on paved roads and so forth to reduce erosion, those kinds of practices. And now those ponds are sitting unused. Through the marketing agreement, that kind of reuse of water is not going to be they do not want to see that kind of practice going on. So these questions really are urgent, and I think through UC Extension's leadership, we will see a host of questions. There were many others that were identified. There were upland grazing practices that were, you know, observed that raised questions for state board staff who are also present at this meeting. So they walked away thinking that they may need to revisit where that is on the list of priorities. And I think developing standards and measures for testing water that meet both food safety and water quality concerns were also identified in this kind of common dialogue that started out. And I think probably one of the more exciting things that may develop is the possibility for creating a council that would be somewhat of a coordinating body between the two food safety and water quality agencies and programs. So overall, I think we're looking for, I am looking for some really significant follow-up. I think they laid some good groundwork to continue. They'll probably break down into subgroups and hold different follow-up workshops so they can really delve into the research priorities that they need to, I think, better define for themselves, and then identify who's got money and support and technical capacity to get this work done.
Are you going to continue to be involved in
That's a good question.
As,
I mean,
it continues?
Yeah, I think there's as a point of information, I think it's really it was very helpful to me to understand what the real questions are and what kinds of challenges we are going to be looking at in terms of maintaining the BMP trends that we have supported. And I think staying close to that is going to be important. As far as the actual, I think, defining the research and getting short-term and long-term research underway, I think, you know, those are going to be held at that lower working group level. But I do think there's a reason for, and I want to say that I know I saw staff there, and I'm blanking on who it was right now. Yeah, thank you. And then state board staff were there. So I think at the staff level is probably going to be very productive. But I would definitely like to, and I'm on the mailing list, I'm on the email list, so I will definitely stay aware and informed and participate where I think I can be most productive. And I want to thank you, Chairman Young, for allowing me that opportunity.
Oh, listen, anytime.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime any member of the board wants to participate, I encourage it. But thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other reports? Okay. I don't see any.
Lunch is here.
Lunch is here. Okay. So when we return, we don't have too many items, but we will go to 17, the Avila Settlement Fund, and then 25, the Amended State Revolving Fund Project, and then the EO's report, and then we will be done.
And we will be having a closed session during lunch on the Voices of the Wetland and De La Viega Golf Course matters that are on the closed session list.
And so we'll come back. Let's shoot for 1 o'clock if we can. Okay? We can get out of here.